What is going on, crypto family? So today we are with Tracy. She puts on the Futurist Conference here in Toronto every single year. It's incredible. But tell us how it works. It's Planet, and then you got Untraceable.
Yeah.
So kind of tell us, you know, what it is behind each of those, like, I guess those businesses or,
yeah,
or phrases.
So Untraceable is my company. We've been doing blockchain, cryptocurrency events, and supporting a lot of companies in the space with their marketing efforts, as well as bringing the community together. We've been running events since 2013, and kind of our flagship event that we do is Futurist Conference. It's our second year doing it, and the second year we decided to do a theme to it. And our theme for Futurist 2.0 is Planet Now. And so the focus is really, how do we create a future that we want by working together and planning it now?
It's awesome. So what brings you to Toronto? I mean, you got the beautiful backdrop here. That's a, it's a beautiful city,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You got pretty hair.
Thanks.
Pretty backdrop.
Thank you.
See? Yeah.
I'm from Toronto. That's a big part of it. I got involved quite a long time ago, and Ethereum started here. A lot of great projects started in Toronto. And what happened for the last 5-6 years is we've been traveling all around the world, and all these Canadians see each other everywhere else. And we realized, you know, we need that premier conference in Canada. And so I came together with a lot of community partners and businesses all in Toronto to really bring kind of the largest blockchain conference in Canada.
It's awesome. And you and your sister have been in this space for quite a while.
Yeah.
Not just crypto, but I mean, as far as like the conference space,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, definitely.
So what's some of your background? Like, what else have you done other than crypto?
Oh, man. So we've done a lot of just technology conferences overall. Yeah. A lot of big festivals, you know, World Pride, we did the largest event there. A lot of concerts and festivals in that sense. But kind of when we started that first event, we went down that rabbit hole of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. And we started doing tons of events with the, you know, capital markets, with security tokens, with developers, things like that. We got a helicopter.
We do, yeah. They have incredible stuff here. They got go-karts, they got helicopters. We got an airport back there. They got a cabana party, all kinds of stuff.
The
this
cool
is actually a really cool event.
The cool part about the helicopter is that you can actually use cryptocurrency to do helicopter rides.
Not only that, they also have food trucks here that you can actually use crypto to pay for your
food,
right?
Exactly. And you actually get it free. You just got to download the Benz app. They airdrop you it, and then you can use it to buy food trucks. So it's really designed the event to get people to touch and feel and use cryptocurrency and blockchain.
No, it's awesome. All the cool stuff that they do here is pretty incredible. Not to mention the stage. You all see this here pretty soon, but I don't think I've ever seen a better looking stage
cool.
with all the sound equipment and all the visual displays. It's really awesome. So you're going to be doing these things every single year, right? So what can people expect next year for people watching it this year?
I think next year we'll just bring more technology on site. I believe if we want to bring blockchain to the real world, the best place to do it is in an event. And if we want to change the world, we got to change events, because life is just a series of events.
Awesome.
And so what we do is we all of our produce on the blockchain. You can track your fruits, veggies, all your apricots and peaches. We have a POS system. You can buy stuff on site with cryptocurrency. All the tickets are cryptocurrency. And so all of our insurance, you're going to get a diploma at the end of it. You're going to get a non-fungible token. All the artwork is on the blockchain. And so I try really, really hard to bring as much technology on site. And I think for our next event, encouraging more companies to actually have real legitimate build technology to come on site and try and showcase it.
Make sure you don't miss it next year. So, more questions about you, though.
Awesome.
All right, so when did you buy your first Bitcoin?
I bought a local Bitcoin, 2013, I guess. Early 2013, yeah.
Did you hodl? Did you sell?
I hodl. I forgot about it. And then I was working at a company. I was at Decentral and Jax. It used to be called CryptoKit. And so a lot of it was, we had a Bitcoin ATM there, so I used to purchase a lot of it there. And then that Christmas, all I had was Bitcoin. So Newegg, if you know Newegg, they accepted Bitcoin to buy stuff, so they have overstock. So I bought a lot of my Christmas gifts that year at Bitcoin. So I'm pretty sure I probably the most expensive spice rack in the world and potentially the most expensive panini maker. And the panini maker is this big, you know, it's thousands of dollars now. I think about how much Bitcoin I used to buy it. But But I met up with a guy in Starbucks. We did a local Bitcoin exchange, and that was history.
It's pretty incredible. It's kind of like drug deals back in the day.
Totally, it felt weird.
Now you can just do it right on your app, right?
Yeah, thank goodness.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
You have any hidden talents or skills people should know about, or maybe they don't know about that
maybe.
They should?
I love art. I love graphic design. All the design of the event actually was designed by me.
That was you.
Yeah.
That's
a lot of the installations, a lot of things. We build a lot of stuff ourselves. I have a big design background. So we enjoy also the stage and the lights.
Yeah.
That was kind of all my doing as well. So it's a lot of fun, obviously a lot of work, but I see it more as the next wave of art, which is with these really live activations. And so to make it not so corporate, to make it not so just hiring someone to put a bunch of sponsor logos,
yeah.
You try and brag clear to it.
Yeah. You did a great job. Everything's incredible looking
Thank
here.
You.
So, all right, favorite movie and the favorite book.
Oh, favorite movie, favorite book. Tipping Point. I like
Tipping
that one
point.
Right now. It's
kind
of cool. It tells you kind of the tipping point of things in the world, you know, where you make momentum, but then there's that tipping point where things just catapult. I like that one. Favorite movie? I really love Wreck-It Ralph 2.
Wreck-It Ralph, that is awesome.
Not number one.
Two. Gotcha.
That's weird. It's a weird one. It's recent though. But honestly, you should see it. It's kind of cool.
Awesome. And I know you got to get back on stage. So yeah. Last question. If you had a time machine and you could go forward in time or back in time, but you had to stay there, when would it be and why?
I would go back 6 months from now and start this event earlier. Kidding.
6 months, not a year and a half?
Yeah, maybe, probably.
That's awesome.
If I could go back in time, I don't know. I'm a very forward thinker. I'm excited to see what the future has to hold. So I think I would have to probably go into the future and probably go way into the future
way
to see
where
it is. Because my goal is so close.
That's funny. Maybe BitConnect will make a comeback by then,
maybe,
right?
Maybe, right? So connectable.
No. Awesome. Well, you're doing an incredible job.
Thank you.
Thank you for everything you do for the community.
Thank you.
Appreciate y'all.
Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beetle shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beetles and his guests. Robert Beetles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of TradingView Sessions, Crypto Beetles on YouTube, and owns several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beetles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. All right. God bless you. Love you. Till the next one. Talk to you soon.